sell low. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes.
You're listening to All Things Considered. I'm Jamie Floyd, and this is Bronx-born rapper Cardi B's performing Bodak Yellow. That's now the new number one song on Billboard's Top 100. This is the first time in nearly 19 years that a female rapper has a solo number one. And her journey to this point has been anything but traditional. Joining me now is Chris Malamphy. He writes about music and the pop charts. He recently wrote about Cardi B for New York Magazine's Vulture blog. Hey, Chris.
Hi there. How are you, Jamie?
So you're going to help us understand this incredible journey. For the past few weeks, Taylor Swift's song, Look What You Made Me Do, has been number one.
That's right.
I've got a list of names and yours is in red underlined. I check it once, then I check it twice.
All right, we all know Taylor Swift, but now Cardi B has unseated her. It's all about the women at this moment, Chris. Who is Cardi B?
She is the daughter of a Trinidadian mother and a Dominican father. Very interesting background. Frankly, it makes her quite similar to Nicki Minaj, the rapper who is herself of Trinidadian descent. And she has done a lot of things in the last few years. She's been everything from an exotic dancer to an Instagram star to a contestant on VH1's reality series Love and Hip Hop to finally a rapper. And she's only become a rapper because a couple of years ago, a manager told her, your cadence is very interesting. I bet you'd be good at rap. And she tried her hand at it. She's literally been rapping less than 2 years, and now here we are in 2017, and she's got a number one hit.
And to be clear, there have been other women who've reached number one, but this is the first solo female rapper. Give us a little context for her song, Bodak Yellow, and how that became number one.
All right, well, let's talk about Bodak Yellow first. Why is it called Bodak Yellow? It's a reference to another rapper, a male rapper named Kodak Black, and she imitates the flow of a single by him called No Flockin', which was a hit about 2-3 years ago. So the cadence of her rap is an homage to Kodak Black, and it's just a very aggressive kind of I'm the best traditional classic hip-hop record. Why is it number one? Because gradually over the course of about a dozen weeks, it grew in all the metrics that feed into the Billboard Hot 100, sales, streaming, and airplay.
There's been a campaign to get Bodak Yellow to number one. Does that suggest the fans can game the Billboard charts?
Well, I mean, you can only game the Billboard charts by doing the things that make a song bigger, streaming it more on, you know, streaming services, buying it on digital platforms, etc. What's interesting about Bodak Yellow finally defeating Taylor Swift is that Taylor Swift came in, she was at number one within a couple of weeks. Cardi B had to earn her way to the top, and she got all the way up to number two as of a week ago. This was when I wrote about it for Vulture, and the suspenseful thing was, could it go that last mile? The Taylor Swift song was so front-loaded, so many people bought it immediately, watched it on YouTube immediately, etc., that it exploded into the number one spot, whereas Cardi B kind of had to grow her way in there. And you could definitely see that fans had a vested rooting interest in helping those numbers.
Now let's go back to the last time a solo song by a female rapper was number one. All right, that's Lauryn Hill, right? And Doo Wop. And you can call her the rap queen from 1996 to maybe 1999. That feels like a long time ago now. There have been other female rappers since then. But why then, Chris, has it been so difficult for women to reach number one?
The industry has never done a fantastic job of supporting female rappers. The industry seems to have difficulty walking and chewing gum at the same time when it comes to rappers. It only seems that there's only ever one or two female rap queens at any one time.
Why is that?
Name your reason. Sexism in the industry, you know, the particular kind of competition, the natural support that male rappers have in the industry. Pretty much for the 2010s, there has been one rap queen, and that's been Nicki Minaj. Oddly, Nicki Minaj, just by happenstance, has never had a Hot 100 number one hit. But by going to number one, Cardi B is actually gone with one of her very first singles where Nicki Minaj has never gone before.
Cardi B joins a small group of women to make it big in the music industry. And Chris Malamphy is a music chart analyst and pop culture critic. And you can find his latest column at Slate's Why Is This Song Number One? Chris, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jamie. It's been a pleasure.
If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the score, I can get them both, I don't want to choose, and I'm quick cutting.